is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge Demeter Net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your name, or your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAGCHU portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, and then we'll go on to the RAGCHU. I got a few free check-ins. I'll read those off real quick, and then we'll go and get the others. I got W4FCM, that's Fred, and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Isla, they're up there in Traveler's Rest. And W4DF, Mr. Don, he's up in Inman. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there in Table Rock. And N1DMB, Mr. David, he's down Five Forks. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us. And now we'll ask for Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V. John here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. Hometown of Hickory, North Carolina. I'm negative and negative, and good evening, Gary. WN4V.
Hey, I4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're over here motoring about, headed back to the home QTH tonight. And I'll just be lurking around listening tonight. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net.
KI4DOS, this is KJ4HKC. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, John in Belton. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WN4V, Mr. John, down in Bradenton, Florida, formerly from Hickory, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. And K4ZZX, that's Mr. Steve. He's out there on the mobile tonight, headed towards the home place. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Y'all be careful out there on the mobile. Have a safe trip. And KJ4HKC, Mr. John, in Barrelton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, David. Thinking WB4MOU, Ron and Pickens. There will be no traffic, but we'll listen to them now.
For DOS, Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Frank. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, Andy, and Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative and negative, but listen for the swap net.
I4DOS. Gary, please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4MOU. Mr. Ron over there at Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. And KK4ONO, Miss Lorena. And her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And y'all have a great evening. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, he's over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us, Pat. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Again, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, and John and Inman. Say hello to Joy for us and mark me an announcer.
Kilo 4, Yankee, Yankee, Mexico, Ron in the Boiling Springs, South Carolina, and I'll just be listening.
Oscar Whiskey, Richard and Greenville. No traffic, no round table.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KN4RJN. Mr. John over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And Ron over in Boiling Springs. I missed part of your call. I got K4Y something M. Fill in the rest of your call there, Ron.
Roger, roger. I'm on a HT and a rubber duck in the house. It's Kilo 4, Yankee, Mexico. How copy?
Oh, we got you good that time. but that little HT on a rubber duck inside the house is doing you a good job. I got K4YYM, Mr. Ron, over there at Boiling Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Come back as often as you can. We love to have you. Different net control each night, starting at 9 o'clock. Also, like 4TS, Mr. Jim, down there in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hope you enjoying the weather outside. And please check in. Kilo, November 4th. Uniform, Bravo Golf. SKN4EBG, Kevin. Mobile around Simpsonville. And I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net.
KI4DOS. Please check in at a turn. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa. Landon via Echo Link, Independence, Ohio. In and out.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin. He's mobile down there around Simpsonville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, up there in Independence, Ohio tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Come back home to us safely. Have a safe time while you're up there at work. Let's see here. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo. Kilo November, K4VKN. And this is Alan. I'm in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative, but hanging around for the swap meet book. Everybody have a good night.
You being with us tonight, Alan. And the next station I missed, you were way down in the noise. I think I know who it is, but try it again. I think that's Ron, ND2Z, and he's bringing along his sweet bride, Melissa. Give me Melissa's call again. I got the golf, Papa Golf, but I can't remember the first of it there, Ron. Poor golf, Papa Golf, Miss Melissa. Got her. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. You are way down, Ron. I hadn't heard you down there that bad in a long, long time. You must be on an HT, but we got you in the log. Appreciate y'all being with us, and y'all stay well and safe. Then I got KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL, Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Wayne and the rest of the family we said hello. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. NWD4DYH, Johnny. Mobile somewhere between Greer and Travers Rest. No traffic, no roundtable. Good evening to you, sir.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David N. Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
Got it. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor, this will be negative and negative.
Okay, at 4 DOS. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to WD4DYH, Mr. Johnny, out there on the mobile, somewhere between lost and found, between Greer and TR. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Johnny. Y'all be careful out there on the mobile. Tell Kathy we said hello. And KO4AOW, Mr. David, he's up there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And KO4BDM. That's Mr. Jim. He's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And W4DJW. Mr. Dave. He's over there at Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. KD2BNG, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf, Len, finally back in Gray Court. Oh, I've had a day. I'll stick around for the round table and for the swap book and maybe for some comments. Thanks for calling them in.
Chris. Boy, the net, please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easley. Negative, negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KD2BNG, Mr. Glenn, down in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Glenn. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here at Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's move up to the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren and Taylors. And I'd like just a short time with Tom in 0TR, if he happens to be on. I didn't see where he checked in. Maybe I missed him. But if he checks in, just like a quick one with him, and I'll be negative and negative.
QS, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Gary, I'll try to be around for sure.
4DOS. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Negative and negative tonight, Gary, thanks.
DOS.
4DOS.
KE4EA, Kilo Echo 4, Echo Alpha, Dave in Spartanburg, and my wife Vicky, KS4VJ, Kilo Sierra 4, Victor Juliet, negative and negative.
And Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
4DOS. Check in, Kilo India 4, Echo Tango Yankee. That's KI4EPY. Chris over here in Southern Greenville County. And I'll be sticking around for a while yet.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I would like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over there at Taylor's. Warren got you looking for Tom in 0TR. He has not checked in with me yet, but if he does, I'll get you fellas together. And WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And then I missed the station. You were down at my noise level, and I couldn't quite pull you out. I'll come back to you in just a moment. I'd also like to say good evening to KE4EA, Mr. Dave, and his sweet bride, KS4VJ, Miss Vicky. They're over there in Spartanburg. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Vicky we said hello. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, and her husband, Mark, W2MJB. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. And KI4ETY, Mr. Cliff. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Cliff. Unacknowledged stations or additional Echo Through Hotel. Call KI4DOS. Patrick, is that right, Patrick?
H-A-N.
All right, you're the one that I missed. But we got you in the log there, young man. Do appreciate you being with us. Thanks for coming in there and being patient with me tonight. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link station only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Hey, Gary, if you would check in KA-4-PQA, Kilo Alpha-4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen the Greenwood, the Demi Gary to yourself and all the net. No traffic in a red cube gear, but I do have one announcement for the net.
And I would like to say good evening. KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Jennifer we said hello. And Stephen, if you don't mind, put a number on your announcement. And that way I count it as a piece of traffic. So go ahead and make your announcement there, young man.
Affirmative, Gary. First of all, I want to apologize for having not been checking in with y'all for so long, but we just had so much going on here around our home. But Gary, my announcement was, as most of y'all on frequency know, the Greenwood Amateur Radio Society, we usually have our ham fest in January. However, due to the COVID, the January 9th, 2021 ham fest has been canceled in Greenwood. Say again, Gary, the January 9th, 2021 ham fest in Greenwood has been canceled. We are planning on picking it back up in January the 8th of 2022. QS, copy.
Well, Stephen, I hate that they are going to have to cancel the ham fest. Well, you know, we're missing out on a whole bunch of ham fest this year because of that. But I hate it, but we'll be looking forward to it the next year, the January the 8th of 2022, I believe you said. But we'll hate missing seeing you folks this January. I guess if they've already canceled it, they won't try to put it on if everything gets cleared up, which I doubt it's going to. But anyway, appreciate you bringing that to us there, Stephen. And again, tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and sorry we won't get to see you in January. Does anyone need any feels on Stephen's announcement?
Gary, while you're waiting on any feels, one more thing I'd like to add. About a couple of three weeks ago, our regular Thursday night net, our ham fest chairman, this decision was come to by our ham fest chairman, and it was actually the club officers and the ham fest chairman, and they don't basically they don't want to take a risk of getting anyone else sick with this COVID in place. So again, Gary, due to the COVID, our ham fest for January of 2021 has been canceled due to the COVID. We did not want to do it, Gary, but this decision came from the ham fest chairman and the club officers. So they did it for looking out for everyone. But while you're waiting on any fields, I just wanted to add that, come back in here and add that in, Gary.
Alrighty, Stephen. Well, it's better to be safe than sorry. I always say, but you cannot say anything against the ham fest chairman and the officers for canceling it. It's their decision, and they're just trying to help keep everybody safe, which is a good thing. But do appreciate you bringing that to us this evening, Stephen.
Affirmative, Gary. I've already relayed your hello to her, and do relay the same thing to Miss Joy Forrest. Tell her we say hello. And with that, Gary, I'll turn it back over to you and Nick, KA4PQA.
Thanks for the announcement there, young man. And we have additional check-ins. Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. KO4 EYV. This is David Mobile Whitmire. No traffic, no comments. 73.
And I would like to say good evening. KO4 EYV. Mr. David on the mobile down there around Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. You be careful out there on the mobile. Let's move on up to the India through Lima. The patient group tonight, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. 70 degrees for everybody.
DOS. Gary, to you and Miss Joy. I hope you all doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, thanks for calling the net, and good evening to all. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. Thank you for bringing us all together on the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
DOS. DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. It's one in Greer, no traffic, not coming. 73.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at Tuxedo, top of the mountain over there. And appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's a little further north up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid, hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And WA4KC. That's my buddy Warren over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. And she's in the living room over there watching some TV. I think she's watching America's Got Talent or something. But we got her in the log as well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo 4, Sierra Uniform Golf, K4SUG, Ray Travers, Rest, no traffic, good evening, Gary.
4 DOS. Kilo Bravo 1, Zulu Alpha. Joel and Easton Ollie, negative and negative. Thank you for running the net, Gary.
DOS. Good evening, Gary, and the net. Please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, and... No traffic, no table.
DOS. In KF4QM, Kilowatt, Foxtrot 4, Quebec Mike. My name is Eric. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative. For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening. K4SUG, Mr. Ray, up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Ray. Tell Miss Edie we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And KB1ZA, Mr. Joe, up there at Easton Ollie. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane. He's out there on the mobile tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KF4QM, Mr. Eric, over in 6 Mile. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Eric. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. HHC, Warren, N0TR didn't check in with me. I hadn't heard him yet. If he comes in a little bit later, do you want me to try to get him together with you?
I'll probably be signing off here pretty soon, but appreciate you trying. Just wanted to share something with him. And we'll look for him another night. KI4DOS, N4HHC.
Warren, sorry that couldn't get you fellas together, but it's kind of hard to do when one of you's missing on the radio. But if he comes in, I'll see what we can do. But thanks for asking anyway there, young man. Y'all have a good evening. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, KN4DZW. In and out, if you would. Appreciate you calling the net. This is Gabriel in Hendersonville.
See your call again. I was reaching up for another book, and I just flat missed it. Give me your call again, please.
It's Kilo, November 4, Tango, Zulu, Whiskey. I meant to give it to you that way. At first, I was just kind of concentrating on traffic. Sorry about that. Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey.
Hey, young man, I got most of it, but I didn't get it all. I figured instead of making a big mistake, I would ask you for it again. KN4TZW, Mr. Gabriel up there in Hendersonville on the mobile. You be careful out there in traffic there, young man. Appreciate you being with us. Stay safe and stay well and have a safe trip. Any others, all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Sounds like we got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. The first item we got on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's a matched pair of 6146B tubes. They're still wrapped up together and got the padding around the boxes. They're brand new, and they would like $100 for them. Does anyone need any fields? Head them up is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200 HP screwdriver antenna. He has a custom mount, the control cable. He has a top hat. And the whip, it would like $650 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Head them up is for sale. It's an LDG YT-1200. That's an automatic antenna tuner. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FTM-400XDR. That's a 2-meter 440 mobile. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC765. That's an HF transceiver, all mode. Has the MARS modification done. It works 10 through 160 meters. This radio does not have memories. This is an older transceiver. It has four filters in it. It has two CW filters and two phone filters. It has a custom cover. The HM12 microphone. It's a hand mic. The manual. This transceiver has the built-in power supply and antenna tuner, and he would like $575 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Come up is for sale. It's a high gain CDE rotator and control box. It's a CD45-2, and he has the hardware and manual. He's gone through this thing and put new ball bearings in it and greased it, and everything works real well. And he would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale.
It's a Yaesu FT7800R. That's a dual band FM transceiver. That's a 2 meter 440. It would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's a Zyu G90. That's a QRP HF transceiver. Works 1 to 20 watts. Works 10 through 160 meters. He has all the stuff that goes with it. He's got a matching cable and all of that. And this is like an SDR type transceiver. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks. Fella has a box of RG8 coax with their assorted links. They've already got the PL259 connectors on them. They're all in a box. It's a pretty heavy box, he says. He said it must be picked up in Simpsonville. He's not going to try to deliver it or ship it anywhere. And it's free. He said he would like for it to go to a new ham or someone's just has, now setting up their ham shack. But it's free. Anybody that wants this box of RG8 coax and assorted links. Does anyone need any fields?
QBG. KI4DOS. The contact information on that one? I appreciate it. That sounds like that's right up my alley. I appreciate it. Gary? KI4DOS, KM4UBG. Thanks.
Hey, Kevin. Well, he just moved down to Simpsonville, and he has a hard time hitting the repeater with a rubber duck from his location. But I'll shoot you his contact information. Like I said, he would ask that you come by and pick it up. You know, after you call him and talk with him, he'll give you his address and all of that. But I'll shoot that to you here just a little bit.
Thank you.
Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks. Appreciate all you fine folks stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up on a clean, shiny, dry stump is Mr. Glenn, KD2BNG, down there in Gray Court. Glenn, you said you've had a rough day. How's it going now? Is it going better?
For DOS KD2VNG, get another half of it. I don't know why, man. It's just I'm breaking down internally. And, you know, the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, my right shoulder's been messed up. And then, you know, late last night, I don't know how I did it, but I think, you know, I almost feel as though I broke a finger. I was trying to lift something up and it slipped and I felt something go crack. Although I'm using that hand now on the microphone and it's swollen, but it's not broken. But, all right, anyway, today I get up, I have breakfast. My neighbor from down the street is going to run me over somewhere downtown in Greenville because I can't really get around right now. So, you know, I call him up to remind him that, you know, we're running late. I hang up and all of a sudden I have this, like, the worst asthma attack I think I've had in the past 10 years. And, hold on, let me break. About asthma, you know, if you've dealt with it as long as I have, sometimes, you know, you take your inhaler and you play the waiting game. Is it going to go away and normalize, or do I have to call, you know, EMS? This time I definitely had to call EMS. They said it was going to take them 23 minutes to get here from Lawrence. I said, there's another EMS or fire station right up the road. Why can't you send them? But, you know, I might not be here in 20 minutes. Anyway, they came, they gave me oxygen, they gave me breathing medication, Hold on, break. I gotta switch hands. So, all right. So we're ready to go. We start to go downtown. And all of a sudden, same asthma attack starts again. Almost worse than before. I don't know what triggered it this time. I don't know what triggered it now. But I end up in Al's favorite hospital. In Spartanburg. I'll tell him whatever that hospital is. I end up there. And I just got back. I didn't get back until about 8 o'clock. I got there 1 o'clock or so. And you know how it is in the ER of a hospital. Sit around and wait. So, again, ow, try the other hand. Great. That's doing it. So, that's been my kind of day. I'm just, my elbow got banged up for whatever reason. And then, the one finger on this hand, and then I almost became a silent key earlier today. If you've never had asthma, if you've never been hospitalized for asthma, I have on a couple of occasions. And actually, just last month or the month before, in June, I had EMS come out here. But by the time they got here, I was feeling better. But I'm just, I'm tired, I'm in pain. I don't know what, Anyway, enough complaining.
Glad you're still with us. Start off by saying that. Sorry you've had such a terrible day. But, it will get better. I tell people all the time, they said, how are you today? And I said, I'm better. I said, I was worse, but I got over it, so I'm better now. So, hopefully you will continue to improve and get all the sore fingers and shoulders and elbows and all of that straightened out. The asthma, unfortunately, I hope you don't have any more attacks, but that's something that people with asthma have to live with. They don't have anything to take care of that completely yet. But hopefully one day they'll have a cure for that. I don't know that it'll be in my lifetime, but hopefully it will be. Glenn, I hated that you wound up in the hospital over there. I don't want to go to them high-dollar hotels where they charge you too much for a room. But I'm glad that you're back at home now and semi-doing well. The main thing is you're back at home and you're not in that high-dollar hotel, and you can kind of kick back and do things at your own pace and your own leisurely time.
Have Medicaid, Medicare, or any other insurance or anything else to pay the bills, so it's not as though they're going to keep me there anyway. And, right now I don't know what I did to the left hand. That one's cramping up. These doctors are asking me, well, what other health problems do you have? Gee, where to begin? I know for a fact I have high blood pressure. And, the muscle weakness, muscle spasms, muscle pain, I don't know what that is. Years ago, I thought it was MS. I thought it was fibromyalgia. I thought it was something like chronic fatigue syndrome. I don't really know what it is. But, you don't ever want to tell... You don't want to go to the doctor with 12 different complaints. Maybe you can make, one or two. That, the asthma, the COPD. COPD is another one, if you've ever... If you ever had the situation where you're coughing violently for an hour at a time and it doesn't stop, that's the other thing. So, just, I'm going to have to go soak my hand or something in a bucket of ice. But just a bad, really, really bad day all around. Not the first bad day. I was once in, this goes back almost 20 years. I was hospitalized for asthma. I was in medically induced coma for 2 days. Like 10 years ago or so, I got same thing happened. I ended up in hospital.
you and the rest of the net, because I gotta do something with my hand and soak it in a bucket of ice.
Checking the hospitals and things around, especially over there towards Spartan. But in the meantime, you take care of yourself as best you can. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon, man. Y'all, you take care, and we'll talk to you later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, 4 DOS. Something, Mr. Dan, WB. What have you and Miss Joe been up to today?
Everybody on the net, this is WB4LE. Here it's been a busy kind of busy morning for all afternoon, a little bit, but not all that bad this afternoon, but kind of finally got slowed down a little bit. But we was out here this morning. I had to go to the gym, work out a little while, came back, took my old truck up here and got it cleaned up. A little bit, and then went and got my hair cut. And then back here to the house, been doing some things around the house here for a while. They're open.
Dan, every once in a while, you got to go get your hair cut. You don't, you go ahead and get a dog tag or something. That's what I tell people. You know, I got to go get my ears lowered, or I got to get me a set of dog tags. I don't blame you for getting your hair cut. Going over to the gym and working out, I think sometimes I need to do that, but I don't know when I'd have time to do it. I got up this morning and went out and messed around out in the yard a little bit. Then Joy had an appointment in the shower. She was going by herself. She was in her back seat still, so I'm about to stop right. But it's all good, you know.
It's not brand new, but it's new enough to me, they're old.
didn't mean to say that I had the same pickup truck for 45 years. I've had a number of different pickups. The one I am driving now is a 1996 model. And I bought it. It came into the car lot. It was still hanging on the car carrier. It had 3 miles on it when I bought it, and it's got 317,000 plus on it now. But that's the one I'm driving now. Yeah, 2019. Goodness gracious, I don't know if I could get in one of those or not. that's too new for me. But like you said, it. It may not be brand new, but it's new to you, so that's all that matters. And if you're happy with it, then you're going to enjoy it, I'm sure. That's all that matters.
KI4DOS and Annette, this is WB4FEE. Yeah, and Mama's happy with it. That's the main thing. When I bought this, the one that I've got, the older one that I'm selling here, she went with me to buy it. And didn't say a thing. I asked her. That's why I wanted to go with me, you know. Tell me what she thought. She said, yeah. I said, what do you think? She said, if you like it, go ahead and get it. I did. And she has hated that truck ever since day one. I don't know what it is. It had one of those hard covers on the back of it for one thing. You can't haul nothing in it. That was one big mistake. And you can't just lift them things off out of the way. You know, it's a little bit of trouble. But anyway, and it was four-wheel drive, which I didn't want. But it's just been a problem for her the whole time. So this time I got one she's happy with, too, Darryl.
Dan, I'm sure if you had known that she was not happy with that, the first truck that you had, or the one that you're fixing to sell, you would have sold it a long time ago and got you a different one. I'm sure you're that much like me that you don't want Mama to be unhappy all the time. And every time she walks outside and sees it, she's going to be upset. Yeah, she might not say anything, but, you know, it's there, and you know it. But that kind of hurts my feelings a little bit, but I'm glad that she likes the new one.
As a matter of fact, she's already driven it, and the other one she wouldn't drive at all, and she didn't even want to ride it after we got back, and she did not even want to ride it, so I don't know, but anyway, it's over, it's gone, and we're both happy with this one, and this will probably be my last one. At my age now, this one, if I don't wreck it or anything, will last me the rest of my life. And, but that old Jeep, you talk about that first truck, or the truck there that you had to come off the truck, off the trailer there, yeah. It sounded like me and my Jeep. You know, I had an old 73 Jeep, and I drove that thing for, I only sold it, let's see, about 4 years ago, I would say, about 4 years ago. When I sold it, and it was a 73 CJ5. When I sold it, it had 400,000 miles on it. And it still looked good and run like a top barrel.
Well, you know, they don't take a whole lot of upkeep if you stay on top of it. A lot of people, something minor will go wrong with their vehicle, and they'll just let it rock on until it turns into something major. And then instead of trying to fix it, they said, well, I'll just trade it in and get a new one. But when I bought my pickup, I decided I was, a lot of people asked me, they said, why did you buy such a truck as that? It's an extended cab with a long bed. It's got an 8-foot bed on it. And it's got the 454 in it, 7.4 engine. And people said, why did you buy such as that? I said, because that's what I wanted. And it's been a good one. And if there's anything, something small goes wrong with it, I go ahead and get it fixed right now or fix it myself. And they'll last a good long while. That and routine maintenance, keeping the oil changed and the antifreeze flushed every once in a while and stuff like that. It don't take rocket science to keep them in good shape if you take care of them and do a little bit along. It don't cost you an arm and leg either.
You got that exactly right. And I learned a long time ago, man, that the life of an engine is that oil change and filter change and then keeping everything lubricated, keeping them air filters and all clean. If you do that, that thing will run from now on. And again, as long as you don't run it hot, you got to be careful you don't bust a hose, anything like that. You got to keep those hoses changed and keep that radiator cleaned out, good antifreeze and stuff in it. But they'll run you from now on, man, if you just treat them right there, over.